We're back here on the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike DeTillo along with the legendary Herb Tyler here.
Legendary.
How about that? We even got Ian Hoke to say that too. How about that?
That's Herb? Right.
So that's $2 for me I get today. Getting off
that's
for
$4,
that.
That's
yeah,
$4.
Okay. I'll take the $4.
That's right.
And we also want to thank Map Construction. They do a great job each and every week in sponsoring our show here. Our naming sponsor, Map Construction, and Herb knows all about Map. So you can give Herb a call if you need some work done.
That's right.
At Map Construction. He'll take care of that for you. We have with us from Acme Oyster House, Jason Guilfoyer. Jason's a Bayou guy. Now, that name kind of threw you off.
Yes.
But we'll let him explain everything. But, Jason, man, you've taken care of us really well over the last couple of years.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate it. And, you know, this place has certainly grown, but I know one of the things we had talked about before, and probably it's 2 years in the catering business.
Mm-hmm.
That's something y'all had not been involved with, and then all of a sudden, bow, man, y'all catching it now, right?
That's right. That's right. Good morning. Happy to have y'all here, as always.
Yes.
So you're absolutely right, Mike. The catering that's revolved around LSU and the tailgating there has just been phenomenal. The explosion of it all. It's been something to keep up with, and we're happy to have that problem.
Yeah, it's better than not having it.
That's right.
Also, too, you guys also involve, if it's like what I call an event, if it's Thanksgiving, if it's Christmas, yep. New Year's, a lot of times, you know, we live in that world today, and I didn't grow up in it, but we live in that world today where, man, I don't want to cook no more. And so if you need it from the seafood standpoint or whatever, you guys also take care of that very, very well.
Oh, we do. And just the other day, in fact, I had a call early in the morning. This fellow was in a bad spot, needed some seafood gumbo for 15 people. In a couple of hours, he was here picking it up. Just good to go. All the fixings, fed the whole family. Everybody was happy.
Okay, so if they want something for New Year's Day, they better call now.
That's right. That's right. We're taking orders right this moment. Let's go.
That's right.
I remember, I think it was the Alabama game. Man, I looked around. I didn't see you. And somebody said, no, Jason's running in the truck. They're running back the tailgate stuff. So that was a great deal. Also, I think Ole Miss. That was another big game for y'all.
Oh, what a day. What a day.
That was
fantastic.
Big. That was big with it. How long has Acme been here in Baton Rouge?
Been here in Baton Rouge for 16 plus years now.
Yep. Okay.
So happy to make it another 16.
The crazy part about it is I didn't know that until the new boss lady took over and she came with us and talked. And she was like, Mike, we are just not in Louisiana, and realized Alabama.
That's right.
And all, kind of all over. So
that's right.
Acme has branched out that particular way.
Absolutely. And, you know, people all along the Gulf Coast understand our food. They understand our flavor profile, and they're looking for us.
How long have you been with Acme?
Oh, just a few years now.
Gotcha.
And I have to say...
But you've been in the food business for a few years.
For many, many years
at
this point. Almost 40 years now.
Wow.
But Acme has been great. That's the whole thing. The culture of Acme is what makes Acme great, and that's why I'm here.
Well, and you can see it extends through your staff as well.
Absolutely.
Here, you know. So.
And they take great care of it. And I kind of watch. Because Luke and I get here real early, and we'll see how well.
Whoa, what do you mean? I don't get here early?
You don't get well, you get here early if you compare yourself to A-Bear.
Right,
but, I mean, you're not here like an hour ahead of time. But they do a great job. I see how they handle everybody here when they come in, and always attentive to the particular tables. And so that you don't get that everywhere.
That's it. It's family.
No. And you know what else? What I noticed, you know, I'm kind of in the position that you're in with my group. And the camaraderie that you get when you see them sitting at tables together and the conversations and the laughter and the faces and the smiles and all of that stuff, that's important for me to see because I like to sit in the corner and watch that whenever we have meetings and things like that because that tells me that, hey, this group is one, right? There's no individuals, nobody sitting here, there, and other places. They're all together and they're talking about whatever. It don't have to be anything to do with the business.
Oh, that's right. That feeling of family and joy, it's contagious and it transcends.
That's right. That's right. And you can see that here all day long, every day.
Oh, thank you.
One of the things, too, is this is a place, And I've heard some people, they'll come up and say, man, I heard y'all talking about it on WWL radio. You know, we hear from Auburn, we hear from Arkansas.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll hear it and they'll say, man, we had to stop here. And the fact what Tiger Stadium's what, a little over a mile from here? So you're not that far away from Tiger Stadium. But you get a lot of visitors, so to speak, coming to the LSU game. And if it's from Ole Miss or Auburn or Arkansas, wherever, they stop here.
You know, that's one of the great things about working for Acme. It's the folks that are coming in.
Yeah.
They're coming here to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
They're walking in with cheer. And that's contagious on the other end, too. And so it just works out. It's a fun place to be.
Yeah. What's your favorite dish here that you like to get? What's your go-to?
Ooh, that would have to be the lima beans, and I like to top mine with some fried shrimp.
All right, lima beans and fried shrimp.
That's right.
I like it.
Okay, that wouldn't have been a pick that I would have thought he made, but he's a Bayou guy, okay?
That's right.
So we give him a little pass,
Here's the thing. You come to Acme, do you think you're going to get lima beans, though, right?
Right.
So that's a whole other deal in itself. It's like we can surprise you with many different types of dishes that you wouldn't think you would get here.
Oh, that's it. You know, we really have all the ingredients in-house to do it fancy if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to put some etouffee on top of your red fish and then top that with some lump crab meat or a soft shell crab, we're happy to do all of that.
Wow.
But for me, I like the lima beans.
I like it. So you can kind of make some adjustments to your already standard meals is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
So add-ons.
All right, that's Jason, I know you grew up in the Thibodaux area. The Guilfoyle last name. Now, I would think you're trying to pass as a Bayou guy until I heard you talk a little bit. Now, your voice, man, you got a good radio voice. I'm going
to
be honest with you. I'll take that. Man.
Really close.
How your family headed to and kind of grew up on the bayou out in the Thibodaux area?
So while my mom's family was originally from New Orleans, my dad's family came over from Spain via the Canary Islands.
Mm.
And when they came over, they landed in Donisonville. And one way or another, somehow... They got to Thibodaux.
Well, they ain't a far ride, Donaldsonville.
That's true.
No, it ain't. Yeah, you're right.
But when they got to the dock, the family, we were assigned that name at the dock.
Okay.
There was some miscommunication along the language barrier that happened there, and the name became Guilfoyle right there, and that was the beginning of the family tree.
Wow, that's
nice.
Everybody's got a little story
about
certain things, and if Bobby was here, Lord, he'd give you the whole detail of how you got that Guilfoyle name, even though he knows it or not.
He knows,
he would know it.
That's right.
Jason, thanks so much.
Yes,
we appreciate you joining us this morning, and thank you for everything you've done for us here. You and your staff do a fantastic job, and I know we'll open up the doors at 11 o'clock, and you got so many people that are regulars here, too. I come here a couple times a week. Y'all going to be here after the football season. I don't know. I know the football season we're here, but thank you so much for everything you and your staff do for us here on WWL.
Thank you. We love having y'all.
Yes. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike DeTillia along with Herb Tyler here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge.